WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The name of the game at Paramount Pictures these days is TV. Last Christmas, the Addams Family movie turned into a monster hit. And now Wayne's World, a film version of the Saturday Night Live sketch, is cleaning up at the box office. Critic Stephen Schiff went to find out why.
Well, I guess it's because Wayne's World is a motion picture masterpiece. Not. And if that line eludes you, I suppose I should tell you that the Wayne's World skits on Saturday Night Live are about a public access cable show that an Aurora, Illinois kid named Wayne Campbell and his best friend Garth broadcast from Wayne's basement. Or rather, his parents' basement, since Wayne still lives with Mom and Dad. As parody, Wayne's World has always worked beautifully. It captures the amazingly cheesy atmosphere of public access, and also, like the Bill and Ted pictures, it suits the Generation X mood of its fans, which isn't like any other mood the movies have ever shown us. Of all the youthful generations that grown-ups have called aimless, lazy, and undereducated, this one may be the first to heartily agree. In fact, that agreement is the whole joke. Wayne, played by Mike Myers, isn't a complete idiot. He's just smart enough to know he doesn't have what it takes to make it in the glossy TV world he and Garth have been eavesdropping on since birth. He'd like to be a successful smoothie like the people on TV, but he knows he can't even fake it. The best he can do is goof on success, as in this scene, in which he introduces us to life as he knows it.
My name is Wayne Campbell. I live in Aurora, Illinois, which is a suburb of Chicago. Excellent. I've had plenty of Joe jobs. Nothing I'd call a career. Let me put it this way. I have an extensive collection of name tags and hairnets. Okay, I still live with my parents, which I admit is both bogus and sad. But at least I've got an amazing cable access show, and I still know how to party. But what I'd really love is to do Wayne's World for a living. It might happen.
Wayne's best friend Garth, played by Dana Carvey, may be smarter than Wayne. He may even be some kind of dweeby computer nerd genius. But no one will ever know, because what Wayne lacks in sophistication, Garth lacks in social skills. He greets every new encounter with the same mute, twisted little grin, a grin that bespeaks pure terror. Clearly, these two are not ready for primetime, but primetime is exactly where the oily TV promoter, played by Rob Lowe, wants to put them. He also wants to steal Wayne's new girlfriend, a beautiful but thunderously talentless rock screecher, played by Tia Carrere. Will Lowe get Wayne's girl? And more important, will he make the boys compromise their show? Which, let's face it, is like worrying about whether low-fat milk will compromise Fruit Loops. Unfortunately, these questions never manage to be of the slightest interest. The director Penelope Spheris and her screenwriters can't seem to do anything amusing with the idea of making a slick TV product from a show founded on its host's utter inability to be slick. The movie gets pokey. And where is Wayne's World itself? We never really see the TV show all the fuss is about. The comedy of dumbness is actually one of the great strains in American movies. Look at Laurel and Hardy, for instance, or even a lot of Chaplin. There's no rule book that says that if your characters are stupid, nothing inspired can happen to them. If only the rest of the film had the wit and poignancy of the TV show's theme song, whose enchanting lyrics, well, you know them. Come on, sing along with me. Wayne's World, party time, excellent.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair. I'm Marty Moscowane. Okay.